This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says Democrats will be watching President Biden's press conference today amid growing concerns for him to step down post-debate. He talked to reporters about how Democrats plan to move forward if Biden doesn't address their concerns.
That's a speculative question, and as I indicated, we're involved in an internal process that we take seriously, and until that process is concluded, I'm not really in a position to comment on external events.
CBS's Nancy Cordes.
The stakes are high, and the biggest challenge for this White House is that if he has a good press conference, there are still going to be many Democrats who say, okay, well, that went fine, but what about the next one? Whereas if he has a bad moment, question that gets poorly answered, there are critics in his party who will say, see, this is exactly why I have concerns.
At least 13 House Democrats have now publicly called for the president to drop out of the race. Still no word on who Donald Trump could pick as his running mate. CBS's Olivia Rinaldi has more from West Palm Beach.
We have been pushing this campaign, trying to get any sort of information, and I'm told it could come in 10 minutes or it could come 1 minute before the convention. They're really holding this one close to their chest.
It's reportedly down to four people, including Florida Senator Marco Rubio, who Trump campaigned with earlier this week. The U.S. is sending a new military aid package to Ukraine. Here's CBS's David Martin.
The latest aid package is relatively small, just $225 million, but full of weapons Ukraine can use right away, including a Patriot air defense battery to defend its cities from Russian attack. Also artillery shells and anti-tank weapons for the brutal frontline battle.
Another American caught with ammo in their luggage abroad is on her way home.
Sherita Greer is heading back to Orlando after she was forced to stay in Turks and Caicos since she was arrested in May. A routine search at the airport uncovered two rounds of ammunition in her bag. She was fined $1,500 today and given a 23-week suspended sentence.
CBS's Wendy Gillette. The power is slowly coming back on now for people in Texas who've been in the dark for days thanks to Beryl. But 1.2 million customers are still sweating it out with no AC in rising heat. This mom in Houston.
It's been really hard. I have two little kids at home, so I think that they're just overheated and stressed out.
Officials say it could be another week there before power's restored. And better numbers in a new inflation report led to a higher closing for the Dow today. It added 32 points. The Nasdaq lost more than 300. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles with a quick news update. A 37-year-old man was fatally shot by police near Cliffside Park after firing a gun during a standoff yesterday. State investigators are working on gathering all the details. Salmon Arama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year. The 9-day festival starts tomorrow with fireworks tomorrow night. Kenosha police are hosting a free family swim and water safety event tomorrow at the Washington Park Pool. The public event includes lifeguards and safety experts sharing water safety tips. Milwaukee is preparing for the RNC with road closures, which includes the temporary shutdown of the Hone Bridge. There's also long-term closures on ramps off 794 and 145. The RNC starts Monday. Racine's Harbor Market returns to Monument Square today at 4. It features fresh food, crafts, and live music. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers lose to the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers losing to the Pittsburgh Pirates today 1-0 at a matinee at American Family Field, 36,000 fans. Pittsburgh with one of the hottest young pitchers in baseball, Paul Skeens, just 22 years old, out of Fullerton, California, already headed to the All-Star game next week. That's Major League Baseball history. 1 year into the league, pitched a no-hitter through seven innings. Christian Yelich, headed to the All-Star game himself next week, went 0-for-4 today and talked about facing Paul Skeens.
fans.
Yeah, I mean, he's a good pitcher. It's good stuff. He really did. He just did a good job pitching, honestly. Guys have velo in the major leagues, but, you know, just being able to pitch and kind of just throw anything at any time, it keeps you off balance. And, you know, I think we could have done a better job of getting him out of the game sooner. I think we let him off the hook with some at-bats there at the end where if we extended him, kind of realized what was happening, you know, we could have bought ourselves an extra inning or two.
It's the first series the Brewers have lost at home since April. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com. WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a few storms around, mostly clear overnight, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 80 degrees. And heating up into the low 80s with sunshine Saturday. A couple of storms possible Saturday night and Sunday, all the way to 90. Right now, it's 76.
News and timeless hits on WRJN. Well, a study says men between the ages of 71 and 93 found that they reduced their risk of heart attacks by walking a mile and a half a day. You know, I'd be the guy who increased his risk for a heart attack because I'd forget to turn around at the halfway point.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. Unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true.
Park to Johnson Park, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
scenes home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Stuart J. Waddles popped his head into the studio here. And you ever have somebody ask you, hey, how you doing? And you're not, and you know, the common response is fine, but you're not fine. What do you say?
Doing as well as I can.
Yeah, there you go. Someone on social media asked, what's a good response to the question, how are you when you're not doing well? One commenter suggested this. Don't answer. Instead, ask them a question such as, I heard you just got back from Europe. Tell me about that. Or, it's Friday. What are you and the family up to this weekend?
You could also do the, was that you? That could be a good deflection point right there.
That's Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
Hola, amigos. Experience the flavor-filled fiesta of La Fogata Mexican Grill in Kenosha. Dive into an exciting and inviting atmosphere where great service complements the excellent gourmet Mexican cuisine. Savor the slow-cooked delight of barbacoa enchiladas or indulge in fresh guacamole brimming with lively flavor. Your taste buds will thank you. La Fogata also provides gluten-free and vegan menus for those with specific dietary requirements. Visit La Fogata on Sheridan Road, just south of Carthage College.
Seeking the perfect spot to unwind? Kayla's Neighborhood Bar in Racine is the answer. Whether it's a casual night out or a weekend excursion on Kayla's patio, it's the vibe that keeps the neighborhood coming back. Check out Kayla's weekly specials on Facebook and enjoy rail tubs and domestic bottles for $2.50 during happy hour, which is weekdays from 2 till 6 p.m. Good times are guaranteed at Kayla's Neighborhood Bar on Lathrop Avenue, just north of 21st Street. Mention this week's code word cocktail to get your second drink for free.
It's 2024 and Worthington, Minnesota continues to shine. We've expanded so many things. It's a time of growth. We've expanded recreation activities with our indoor ice arena, our indoor turf rec center and playground, and our outdoor water park, Water World, is ready for another season. Our schools have expanded, and so has our industry. We're continuing to expand our population also, with lots ready to build on Glenwood Heights. So let's grow together in Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I want to talk about one of my favorite ways to think about budgeting, saving, and overall financial health. It's called pay yourself first. It's a little counterintuitive, right? Like, wait, I'm going to pay me? Really? Yes, sirree. You're the one that earns your money. And that means that your savings, you know, your investment in your future, ideally gets paid before you even notice your paycheck hitting your checking account. To pay yourself first, you pick an amount, and then you automatically transfer that to a savings account. It could be 15%, it could be 20 bucks. Just start wherever you're comfortable. Doing this ensures that you're always funding your future and that your savings goals are safe from the temptations of the weekly spend. For more everyday money help, check out my videos at Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, take good care.
If you're looking for the talk show lineup from Civic Media, you can still find it on air and online. The entire statewide Civic Media schedule can be heard clearly on AM 540 WAUK or on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram, 8 till 10. Jay Matinair, 10 to noon. Todd Alba, noon till 2. Maggie Dawn, 2 until 4. And the Devil's Advocates from 4 until 6 weekdays. Here on WRJN, we've refreshed our commitment to local news and features and answered your calls to bring back the timeless hits. WRJN on AM and FM 99.9 and 98.1 FM, and as always on the historic 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN. We'll be right back.
Elvis Presley, Jailhouse Rock, WRJN. Of course, Elvis starred in a movie of the same name. I didn't know just how many movies Elvis Presley made. You know how many? 31 movies Elvis made.
Sometimes I'm right, but I can be wrong. My own beliefs are in my song. The butcher, the banker, the drummer, and then makes no difference what group I'm in. I am everyday people. Yeah, yeah. There is a blue one, and it's got the rainbow.
Local news and timeless hits, WRJN, where our goal is to inform and to entertain. So if you miss any of our newscasts on air, simply search for WRJN News Online and find the latest stories on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Civic Media is reviewing procedures after an edited version of an interview between talk show host Earl Ingram and President Biden aired last week. CEO Sage Weil tells Todd Albaugh the choice made in the moment won't happen again.
This was a first for us. This is our first presidential interview and the first time we've had these types of requests. And unfortunately, the judgment in the moment was not ideal. And so my job is to make sure that we prevent these types of mistakes going forward.
Ingram will stay on as host. Weil calls Ingram an invaluable voice for Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Wisconsin's Democratic Secretary of State is settling an open records lawsuit. Sarah Godlewski was appointed the same day Doug LaFollette resigned last year. Republicans are looking for evidence of a prior agreement. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The man shot by police after firing a gun in Cliffside Park yesterday was pronounced dead at the scene. The 37-year-old man was fatally shot following a tense standoff that began when a bystander reported seeing him lying on a walking path. The incident escalated when the man reportedly fired a gun, prompting officers to take cover. TMJ4 reports that the man killed was the son of a woman who had died in a house fire in Racine Monday. We're working on learning more. Salmon-O-Rama returns to the Racine Civic Center for its 50th year, and it starts tomorrow. Organizers hope to return the festival to what it once was, with many of the old things becoming new again. In addition to the fishing, there's a full 9-day festival complete with food vendors, daily live music, and an arts and crafts fair. Those organizers have worked out a 5-year deal with 5K events to keep the contest at the Civic Center. Salmon-O-Rama kicks off tomorrow afternoon with fireworks tomorrow night. Police are using a pool in Kenosha to keep kids safe. The Kenosha Police Department is hosting a free family swim and water safety instruction event tomorrow night. That'll be held at the Washington Park Pool. It's open to the public, with lifeguards and safety experts sharing tips for being safe in the water. It's a Harbor Market Day in Racine. The downtown market gets up and running at 4 this afternoon in Monument Square. There's fresh food, arts and crafts, and live music. Recommended parking is in the downtown parking ramps. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, a few storms around, mostly clear overnight, a low in the low 60s. For tomorrow, mostly sunny and a high near 80 degrees. And heating up into the low 80s with sunshine Saturday. A couple of storms possible Saturday night and Sunday, all the way to 90. Right now, it's 76.
Just gotta be strong to stay.
Anyone remember the Captain and Tennille variety show on TV? By the way, Love Will Keep Us Together? Apparently not. Captain and Tennille announced their divorce in January of 2014 after 39 years of marriage.
Walk on.
Set the night on fire. You know that it will be
local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Well, there was a woman in China who was told she could not bring her live chicken onto the city's subway system. So, she slaughtered it right on the spot. It was probably dinner anyway.
On a Sunday afternoon.
Treat her like a lady. She's giving me, Lord,
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Lots of stuff always going on in downtown Racine. I love it. The Racine Harbor Market is going on right now. Tomorrow, of course, is Music on the Monument. It's, 4:30 to 7, I think. You can bring your own chair, or there'll be other tables and chairs there. The restaurants will be open. Lots of great music. That's tomorrow. You want more information on everything that's going on in downtown Racine? Of course, Salmon-O-Rama is going on beginning tomorrow, too, through the 21st. Lots of stuff going on. You want more information of what's going on downtown? Just visit RacineDowntown.com.
Slide into home and savor the heavy hitters of the Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha. Mouth-watering cobbler from classic peach to indulgent cherry to heavenly caramel apple, each crowned with luscious vanilla bean ice cream. Freshly baked cookies, brownies, and cinnamon rolls will make your taste buds do the wave. Swing by our all-star drive-thru, open noon to 10 until midnight on Fridays and Saturdays. When life throws you a curveball, cobbler's there to catch you. The Peach Cobbler Factory in Kenosha Point on 57th Avenue.
Seeking the tastiest pizza in Racine? All roads lead to Ferraro's, where pizza has been their passion for over 50 years. From classic cheese, pepperoni, and sausage pizza to golden fried chicken and signature hot sandwiches and calzones, Ferraro's satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. July's pizza of the month is the buffalo chicken, buffalo sauce, premium chicken, and mozzarella. Also, make sure you ask for ranch on the side. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Enhance the life of your loved one this summer with Easy Mobility Solutions in Racine. Give them a gift of a new Pride Mobility Scooter, Go-Go, Jazzy Carbon, or Viva Lift Power Lift Chair. Designed for ultimate comfort and convenience, test drive a Pride and never pay MSRP. Lightweight, durable, portable, and affordable, Pride Mobility and the team at Easy Mobility Solutions, dedicated to helping you regain your freedom. Visit their showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue.
The light is fading, your hands are sore, and the last tool has been put away. Now is the time to feel the satisfaction that comes with a job well done. But when you get your tools from Harbor Freight, something about the job feels a little different. Your wallet. Because we believe that everyone deserves hardworking tools at hardworking prices. And that's what we have here. So, whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at the Personal Touch by Julie, Racine's trusted experts in floral artistry for over 40 years. They deliver beautiful, handcrafted arrangements right to your doorstep. It's an experience that boasts unparalleled floral designs stemming from family traditions. On the corner of Spring Street and Newman Road in Mount Pleasant. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $20. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Yeah.
WRJR, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Thanks for being homeward bound with me, Kurt Pullman. I'll talk to you again tomorrow afternoon. But coming up, CBS News at 6 on WRJN.
Timeless favorites, WRJN.
Machine.